Good morning,
sir.
We happy we are finally making a quorum. I'm really hoping that the following days, if we can go back to our way of doing things, if we can come at least 15 minutes before the meeting, and we start the meeting in time, up to the end. I think whether one is in the list or not in the list, let's do what we are supposed to be doing. I think that's for the good of the humanity. So, thank you very much that we are here. So, you are welcome. Can we move to the apologies?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Chair. As indicated earlier, but now for the record, Dr. Figg did advise that he's just delayed slightly in traffic. He will be here shortly.
Thank you very much. Looking forward. Thank you very much. I can see the handsome young men in the corner there from PMG. So they always ensure that you are recorded. You are welcome, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I can also see the other young gentlemen coming in. You are welcome. Thank you very much. We miss you. Thank you very much. You can even sit next to the table. Thank you. We'll then go straight to the minute. I'm saving as much time as possible. We are the minute of the 6th February 2019. Looking at the first page. Second page. Down there in the second page, there's the second last sentence. It says the main concern was that the recommendations that could not be implemented due to the non-consideration of the report. I think this was clear. The reason was that the report was coming right and deadly and in draft format, not one. So it came, which means there was a witness on the side of the draft. So it should be right and correctly. Because I think not much of the people make us aware. And then, in fact, we concerned because even when this report came to us, it also came in the bad way as well. So we sent it back, even ourselves. It was sent back in 2014, not once, it was sent back even now. So as to why this was done by our staff, so Tobani must write it so that you guys must take it in with you. You kind of, you were not there, but I need to ask, there's nothing in Europe. No, it's important that we must defend the other people who were in 2014. I was not there, but I had a duty to defend. But the staff that didn't do their work in 2014, they didn't give the report in that form, in bad shape, sent back, and then eventually they never wrote it back. And then even when we demanded it now, it came back in bad shape too. So that was the reason. So it was not to do with the honorable members not considering it. So I think we must be clear that staff didn't do the work on this one. We must be very clear. So which means the ministry could be reflect of the reason why that report was only approved now. So we're moving to page 3. Dr. Nabaka.
Yeah, thank you, Honorable Chair. I think also, but it's a mandatory direction must be passed. Like, say, which led to what you have said, Chair. You said there was a incorrect, you know, a processing as well as the which led to non-consideration.
Yes, yes, yes. That is what they have to reconsider it in a draft form. Okay, can we go to page 3 then?
Thank you, Chair. I'm working on it, Chair. Under paragraph 6 or item 6, consideration and adoption of the Portfolio Committee Legacy Report. Due to time constraints, the adoption of the report was deferred, not to the following meeting, to a later meeting. We didn't agree on this meeting, and I see it's also not on our agenda today. So we'll just say to a later meeting.
Is that really the following meeting?
Jay, the following implies the one immediately subsequent to. So a later meeting means at some indeterminate time in the future. Following is the very next meeting.
Okay.
I think I exactly agree with the colleague, but I think it's relevant because it is in the next meeting. Just to be clear to say that we're going to something that is in the next meeting. That's why we are considering today, because this is the next meeting from last week. We said we must go and read it.
Yeah.
We said go and read it, we'll consider it next week.
But it's not for today, not the next week.
It's not into the email.
So, what I'm saying? Today?
They said it's not in today. That's why police is saying late.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think what the Honorable Member is saying here, if I don't say since the later, is because we don't have it today on our agenda. If we're having it on the agenda, it was going to be right to say just refers to the following. But now that we don't have it on our agenda today, we should come in at a later meeting, not just a minute, to make it easier to have a later meeting.
So
therefore, let's do this
at a later meeting. Okay, I think Mastella is making your point more clearer. Can we
so it's better if it comes from the
ANC. Later meeting. Thank you very much, Honorable Director and Honorable Mastella. The last page.
Sir, I'm having a problem with that because we are not doctoring the previous deliberation.
Yeah.
The previous deliberation was clear to say that we discussed it today. The fact that is not part of the agenda does not mean that that's what we deliberated. The minute is about what we deliberated. It's a true reflection of what we deliberated. But okay, let's put it because we are defending this paper so far.
Yeah, I guess. In the meeting you deliberate and then agree. Maybe the following meeting was also one input that was made, but eventually the later meeting was there. Because I'm also advised that there was even a consideration of the budget being included. So waiting for the budget so that it is informed of the budget, which means a good doctor.
Yeah.
It may have been deliberated. Remember, deliberation don't say it in one angle. They move. Now, when they move, you miss the moving of the matter. The Honorable Marcella and the Honorable Rachel did pick up the movement to later meeting. Even myself, I was the secretary had to assist me. Thank you very much. So we will then minute it to later meeting. So page 4 is just that your chair sent everybody in attendance and then declare the meeting goes. I think that's a good question. Thank you very much. Can we approve the minutes with that correction? Honorable Eden?
Chair, I'll move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Dr. Mandaba?
Seconded.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to see if we cannot move time. We're now going to the. Welcome. Honorable Matera, welcome. We are happy to see you this year. Thank you very much for coming. I'm pressing upon members to ensure they come, whether you are on the list or not on the list, you are part of the citizens of South Africa. So there's still a space, lots of space for people who are members. So you can be only looking at this space only. There's even better space elsewhere. Otherwise, we won't be here if we come in here. So we have to move, and it's more heavy. And there's something that is going to kind of in now. So you can see we could move from Parliament to elsewhere. Sometimes it's good. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. We are now moving to consideration and the adoption of the high-level panel recommendation report emanating from the discussion held between the Portfolio Committee on Public Works and the Department of Public Works on 27 November 2018. As usual, Secretary, who do we request the Golden Advice to run the recession for the change? What do you wrote it, Kada?
A beautiful funeral voice,
right? Make a good change, empowerment.
Yes.
And women empowerment. So they are saying they are not on the list. They come because of the 50%. We are taken down for them. To find that we are top, but for them, they come in. Okay, Mr. Denison, take us through, but be as brief as possible. I'm told once you are given a mic, you tend to enjoy it. Can I give you 10 minutes?
Chair, thank you. What I would do then, Chair, is just to say that it's not the first time that the committee looks at this report. So it might be, if you give me 10 minutes, then it might be useful for us to consider the input of the department and look at the insertion of the department input and how it features in the report. So for that reason, Chair, it might be useful for us to go to page 12 of the report, which is the heading there is engagement between the Portfolio Committee and the DPW on the report. So with your permission, Chair, I would then suggest we start on page 12. Chair, the summary of the section 8 is a summary of the deliberations between the department and the committee on the HLP recommendation. That took place in the fourth quarter of 2018. The committee welcomed the presentation, and on page 12, 8.1, that summary basically summarizes everything that will follow in some of the other sections. So with your permission, I'll just run through it quickly. The department referred to the leasing environment, stated that it formed panels of service providers to facilitate the awarding of contracts to companies that have a level of compliance with the neglected transformation pilot. The department also explained how it was going to structure the employment of EPWP beneficiaries. The committee was aware of the standardized regulations that it put in place to ensure the nonpartisan selection of beneficiaries across departments and the three tiers of government. This committee actually, this is not there, but this committee saw this in action in some of the rural municipalities from some of the service agencies. The department was asked, the committee asked the department to share more detail on the mechanisms that it planned to put in place to create longer-term all-inclusive employment creation intervention with a particular focus on the youth in areas such as the fourth industrial revolution and environment-friendly jobs. The committee was particularly interested to hear more about EPWP expanding to longer-term entrepreneurial business creation for vulnerable groups. Emphasis had to be placed on collaborative programs with other departments, such as the Department of Small Business Development, Higher Education and Training, and Labour. The committee was pleased with the amendment to remove the limitation of 2 years for EPWP beneficiaries, as the Minister of Labour announced in her ministerial determination for phase two of the EPWP. It stated that this showed that longer work opportunities could be created for beneficiaries. Chair, we then look at, we're on page 13 at the top, on page 13. Concerning strengthening the training component of EPWP in the future, a specific suggestion was made that artisan training had to take place through a renewal of artisan training for what used to be called apprentice boards. Maybe I just want to pause here, because it's strange that this, the input here was actually made by the honorable member that just joined us. That's one point. This required collaboration with the Department of Labor and Higher Education and Training. Specific suggestions were further made that the EPWP had to look into working with the Department of Corporate and Government, Governance and Traditional Affairs, so that municipalities could erect change rooms, solution facilities, and medical care rooms where beneficiaries were working. Regarding training of EPWP participants, the committee refers to facilities such as the former Olifant Fontaine Center, which could be utilized to train beneficiaries to be artisans through apprenticeship. Regarding the implementation of the policies that would lead to the eradication of urban primacy and monocentric social patterns, the department was encouraged to also focus on the eastern province. This is based on the committee's own experience. It was mentioned in the presentation that the BMPE was working in close collaboration with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform to identify well-located land for agriculture and accelerated land reform processes. So the committee felt that the department should also engage sources for economic development in terms of land for trade. There was a proposal that the department should, in collaboration with the Department of Small Business Development, to find ways in which available state land may be made available for small, medium, and micro enterprises to save. The department had to explain whether it had any relationship with other sister departments in terms of resolving the challenge of privately owned land whose owners could not be faced. The committee proposed that the department should review the work of implementing agencies to ensure that competent agencies are entrusted with delivering the project of the department. The chair then, page 14, continues referring to the department being requested to confirm the level of engagement in the implementation of SPLUMA, Spatial Planning and Land Use Management Act. We are on top of page 14. An example was given with reference to Savannah City, that is a new development in Gauteng that would house about 18,000 households where government services would be needed. It was also alluded that client departments were planning for the year 2022. the committee wanted to establish whether the department was also planning again. If members see any changes that's not on the copy, these are areas that we found. I'm not sure that maybe they have. Okay. The committee noted that many of the suggestions stated in the presentation meant that policy leadership and policy changes were urgently required. In this regard, the challenges noted throughout the year were the review of the White Paper on Public Works that should have cleared up the mandate of the DPW and PMTE was sorely needed. This would have ensured clarity on the roles of the DPW, PMTE, and owner and client departments as custodians. It would also have cleared up the mandate of the department so that the entities could, for instance, exercise its mandate more robustly and effectively to collect management fees across the DC and the government. In addition, the review of the white paper on the, sorry, I should say public works white paper on the transformation of the built environment and construction industry would have assisted with more effective policy and regulation to transform the industry and create more work across the sector for emerging contractors and built environment professionals from formerly marginalized sectors. Chair, now what follows is the bottom of page 14, 8.2, the challenges, proposals, and DPW strategies. That paragraph is an introduction to the table from page 15 to page 21 at the top, just before the end of the report recommendation. Just to introduce, just to read the brief introductory sentence. The DPW briefed the committee on the challenges and proposals and identified the HRP recommendations report and outlined its strategies and responses to the identified issues per category. Now, the categories, Chair, I'm not going to read through all of it, but the categories start on page 15, 821, is first one is employment creation and sustenance. I don't know why sustenance. Sorry, I'm a little confused about sustenance. That should be sustainable development or sustainability, but not sustenance. For a minute, I thought I was in the hospitality. So 8.21.
What did you write down then?
And sustainability or sustainable development? Because employment creation is part of our policy strategy to improve sustainability. So the challenges noted, Chair, I'll just read the bold one, is embedded poverty, unemployment and inequality, and one of the proposals there is the strategies and captures and responses from DPW to expand the EPWP. Some of it was mentioned now in the summary and therefore I'm not going forward. The second challenge is the short-termism of EPWP. And the possible proposal solution is to ban temporary work and to make certain that we have more permanent appointments and EPW share those strategies with us. 16, I'll now read the strategies and responses from the DPW, where, as a problem, it is that numbers of unemployed and unskilled population, which is a legacy of apartheid, makes it important to design interventions that provide economic opportunities for the less skilled members of society. Now, EPWP is the solution to that. One of the important things to do is to make certain that the skilling of communities of course, that adaptability of livelihoods consequently leads to the reduction of inequality. So that's the solution, and it's a long-term solution, as some have said. 8.2.2, the problem with immovable asset management. Challenge is there's inadequate and inappropriate infrastructure, in particular that of education facilities. The proposal would be effective oversight mechanisms and evaluation of current assets, and public inspection of custodian and user immovable asset management plans as mechanisms to facilitate and promote transparency and accountability. On page 17, we go to 8.23, the subcategory of spatial planning and land use management, challenges, urban primacy, economic dominance of our major metros such as Johannesburg, Cape Town, the proposal is to establish consistent and coherent use, selection and disposal requirements for state-owned land. Part of DPW's strategy is to draft a national spatial development framework for which the PMTE provided input that should be then aligned to its investment and infrastructure strategies to the framework guidelines. I'll fix that sentence there, Chair, and share it with the secretary. The second one is the monocentric housing metro. And the proposal there is identification of well-located state land to address the social inequality and land reform program. On page 18, and this is the issue of surplus land share that is required, it says not required to conform PMTE accommodation requirements. Oh, surplus land that's not required will then be made available for land distribution, redistribution purposes. There is a bit of a hint of this in the state of the nation address with the duty of the public. Lack of overarching approach and appropriate institutional framework for spatial planning. The solution or proposal is expropriation of well-suited private land where landowners are holding it for speculative purposes. Proposal number four is the redistribution of allocated land in cities owned by government and companies. And so here the expropriation bill is mentioned. It says that it's currently being drafted. Because at that stage, it was not, we're talking here, at that stage when this was written, it was currently drafted to come back. So we must just adjust that sentence to talk about the present tense in terms of this intention. 8.24, policy and legislation, and this will be, again, possibly refer to what we already said, but just to read the challenge. The challenge is, siloed interests of departments encumber Parliament's legislative role, and under proposal that the expropriation of well-situated private land where homeowners or landowners are holding a particular purpose, and secondly, reviewing and strengthening the legal framework governing the disposal of state-owned enterprise land. Then under 8.2.4, the second one, defining and contextualizing, quote, just and equitable compensation, unquote, with respect to the land question. There's a reference here to avoid legislative spaghetti, that is introducing a law each time that an issue arises or becomes topical. And that is problematizing the issue of legislation as a solution to problems that's not necessarily the case. DPW's response or strategy to deal with that is surplus land, again as stated earlier, that's not required to conform PMTE accommodation requirements will be made available for land distribution. And secondly, that the PMTE is working in close collaboration with rural development to identify well-located land for agriculture and excellence of land reform processes. Three, delays that foreseen in passing the expropriation bill due to calls for expropriation without compensation, and again, to avoid legislative spaghetti. DPW's response is, again, that Parliament is the lawmaking body of the country. DPW supports the national legislature by carrying out requisite research and drafting and consulting policy development and vote and vote. The problem that there has not been a response to was the none or a partial implementation of the YAMA, which is perfectly focused on the management of asset management, the removal asset management register. The response there is that all user and custodian departments throughout national and provincial spheres of government are implementing YAMA, and so it's problematized that it is a complex issue that's not just within the ambit of the national department. YAMA implementation technical committee was established immediately upon the promulgation of the actual peaceful implementation. There's then quickly a perception that the expropriation bill and powers for expropriation will be used against communities. The response from the department was that the Parliamentary Constitutional Review Committee has conducted these hearings across the country to solicit public views on land reform, including expropriation. Government has addressed the public fears in that its position is that expropriation should be done within the confines of the law and not without compromising food security and economic production. Chair, on the last page of the report that lists the proposals emanating from the diagnostic report. The first one says rethink the notion of public works and develop a new white paper for the sector by 2019. This is in line with what the department also said it will do in terms of reviewing. It says the white paper should become predominantly outward. Two, prioritize performance over mandate, but develop Public Works Act by 2019 to clarify mandate, functions, roles, and institution arrangements, and empowerment of the minister to regulate and transform construction and property industries and both environment expectations. Three, design appropriate policies to leverage on public sector infrastructure spend to achieve government objectives. Four, integrated policy development and policy management. Five, develop and enforce the Construction Act. Six, rationalize public entities under DPW. There's a need for dedicated construction management entities. Seven, call the establishment of a construction and property ombudsman. Eight, establish property industry development board. Nine, invest in institutionalization and capacity development and retention in all areas of the mandate. And 10, transform the culture and enhance the capacity of the public works capacity to enhance to enable it, that whole sector to effectively raise its growth. That's the report to the OCHA.
Thank you very much, President. You really tried with this. Thank you very much. Honourable members, this is the report, so our take on it. This was a big report from the High Panel. So each portfolio committee was expected to make a sense of the High Panel in as part of their portfolio committee. I think the key part that we have seen identified that after talking. Any further take, Honourable Reza?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, thank you for the report. I think we, as the point has been made, we've seen it before. Unfortunately, I think that I want to reiterate something that I said before about the way this committee does oversight. We are often led by the presentations of the department and given what they give to us, and then we react to that without standing back and evaluating what they're not saying or what they're not giving us and making up our mind for ourselves. So I've made the point before that I think that our oversight should be should change a little bit, certainly going forward, become more project focused and become a little bit more proactive rather than being reactive to the information given to us. And I think that this is a case in point where we are largely responding to what the department has given us in a presentation. And without asking for a show of hands, the high-level panel report is an important document, and I wonder how many have read it, or even just the 60-page executive summary, which is not onerous reading. It's very interesting reading, and for those that haven't read it, I do encourage that you go out, just read that executive summary. So I think three main points that I'd like to make. So number one is on page 4, so the page that starts before we started today, that relates to key challenges, gaps identified in the public works portfolio. And I think that the acknowledgement needs to be made here that, the panel's work was defined as an assessment of key legislation and acceleration of fundamental change. And I think we need to accept the fact that public works itself has not been required to make massive legislative changes due to the nature of the department. However, the fact is that public works is an enabling department. And that, I don't believe, is appropriately addressed in our report. We are an enabler. So whilst, my first feeling when I got the report was to do a word search on public works, okay, and nothing comes up. No surprise, because there's no real legislation that comes up for that. But public works is an enabler, and I mean, if you look again at the issues that come up, access to quality education, access to quality healthcare, access to government services, those are not the responsibilities of public works. But public works is actually the people who has the responsibility of providing the buildings and the facilities so that people can access them. And I don't believe that there's enough acknowledgement of the fact that public works needs to be an enabler. So, and I specifically think it should come as an introductory paragraph under key challenges, gaps identified. The fact that we're an enabler and we need to work with other departments, and there needs to be considerable cooperation, specifically in the planning, the long-term planning. And the comments were made about Savannah City, where it is an issue, and I think that comes out of me probably making a similar point at the last meeting. But I do think we need to emphasize the fact that public works is going to be the one that enables these changes, not through legislation, but through performance. The next point I want to make is on page 5, bullet point number 4, which is no longer relevant. Since passing the expropriation bill, it says here will be delayed by the proposal that the constitution be amended. And obviously we had a draft put out for public comment on the 22nd of December in the Gazette. So perhaps that particular paragraph is no longer relevant, since there appears to be a parallel process running for whatever reason internally within the executive and the governing party. So I'm not sure that one needs to come in. And then the last point, and I'd like to think the most important, is on page 6, Chair. It says findings on legislative work in the public works portfolio. It refers there, the first one, to expropriation bill. And it's got an issue raised there and a consequence. And I want to quote, Chair, and I'm going to read. This may be boring to some, but I want to read to you from this report. And I may have done this already, but I'm going to do it again, because I do it every chance I get, because we need to remember who the authors of this report were. And I'm going to quote to you page 50 of the executive summary. The panel is reporting at a time when some are proposing that the constitution be amended to allow for expropriation without compensation to address the slow and ineffective pace of land reform. So that's an acknowledgement. This at a time when the budget for land reform is at an all-time low at less than 0.4% of the national budget, excuse me, with less than 0.1% set aside for land redistribution. Moreover, those who do receive redistributed land are made tenants of the state rather than owners of the land. And here's the important bit, Chair, that I believe needs to be quoted somewhere in this document, and I would say there under consequences a good point, good place to put it. It says, and I quote, experts advise that the need to pay compensation has not been the most serious constraint on land reform in South Africa to date. other constraints, including increasing evidence of corruption by officials, the diversion of the land reform budget to the elites, lack of political will, and lack of training and capacity have proved more serious stumbling blocks to land reform. The panel is of the view that government has not used the powers it already has to expropriate land for land reform purposes effectively, nor use the provisions in the Constitution that allow for compensation to be below market value in particular circumstances. Rather than recommend the Constitution be changed, the panel recommends that government should use its expropriation powers more boldly in ways that test the meaning of the compensation provisions in Section 25(3), particularly in relation to land that is unutilized or underutilized. Chair, that's a massively important half page of writing within this report, and one that relates directly to the duties of this portfolio and of the department. So I believe that, certainly considering the fact that we're coming to the end of our term, some acknowledgement of that paragraph, because that paragraph relates directly to the legislation that this department is proposing. Okay? And it needs to be taken into account. We can't ignore it. The fact is that this is the report on the high-level panel recommendations relating to the mandate of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works. So their recommendation is that. Don't change the Constitution. Okay? Use your powers more effectively.
And I remember you have read the particular now.
Yes, sir. I've got you. So, in conclusion.
Okay. Move on. Don't be intimidated.
I'm just allowing space.
I thought the
sorry, no problem. Thank you, Jake. In conclusion, I do think that that is a recommendation that directly affects the department and must be included in this report. So, thank you, Jake.
Okay. I think we must avoid pushing the things that should be done elsewhere. So we know in South Africa there are two views. There would be views of those that wouldn't want the position to be passed. So even when you read it, you do exactly what people are doing in church. They don't read the whole Bible. They go to the best that will suit themselves. So the shield is doing that. So we're doing that. Honorable Madota?
Yeah, thanks, Honorable Chair. I think it's good that the committee is commenting on the work of the high level team. But I think here, without saying that I'm also focusing on my best, yeah, I think because it's there in the report, it's fast. But I don't think we need to put here, because when you look at the on page 6 and then section 5, it's specific. It's about finding on legislative work in public work portfolio. It's specific. It's about legislative. You know that we are focusing on. We say what is it that needs to, you know, deal with and so on in public work. But that one is fine because it's a report that is there. You know, we can't repeat the report here. We are focusing on this one. I will then propose to them. Let us leave it as is because it's good that we have a document with what we call it. Everybody that will want to deal when we are dealing with a specific during the time of, you know, whether changing of the constitution or not. They can refer on this one and deliberate on it to see where do we end up as a country on that one. But here, let us focus on this one.
Thank you. Did I see another one?
No, thank you very much, Chair. Chair, now I hear what both my colleagues are saying, and I tend to agree with honorable myself, and not that I've missed her a lot, because I missed her quite a lot last year. But Chair, if we read the high level report, total and fully, I think Public Works is one of those entities that they did not make specific mention in the high level panel. And I don't think we should go and create unnecessary things or add unnecessary things, with all due respect to my learned friend there, Dr. Jerry Snyder. That's not in there. I think we should stick to the mandate. But because as was captured by the content advisor, Mr. Benayson, and by the department, because the department has really brought to the table the weaknesses as such, and to say that they need to do this wisely to fulfill up to the high level panel report. So I would suggest here that we don't temper much with this report, but I would propose that we accept the report as is, because we did read the report as a committee, and if there was then changes that we need to do, we should have done that as such. But really, Chair, because why, it speaks about the poverty, it speaks about the unemployment, and it speaks, this report that we've got here speaks about all these things that is supposed to be spoken of. The Public Works must focus on eradicating the imbalances of the past as such. So I would propose that we don't tamper too much as such. Thank you.
Honorable Marcella, but let's hear the research I wanted to
I think, Honourable Adams, you are looking at there's the first section that there's just one mic. Yeah. I'm saying the section that you're looking at in the report is SHUAID did not deal with the first part. The first part was actually work that was specific from the high level panel. And the section that says that it did not specifically mention public works, it was to do when the high level panel was in the parliament, not in the documentation itself. So there is a report at the beginning that is actually public works related from the high level panel. From page section 4 that says matters related to public works on the document that we're dealing with, which is page 4 and subsequent to it. So I think there's just a bit of confusion in terms of public works and what is available. Because what had happened was we did as the committee, I did a report on what is specific in the high level panel related to public works, and then public works came in response to it.
Thank you very much. Arnold Matera.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I think, Honorable Chair, on the issue of change of the clear section 25. We have already dealt on that one. It even went to Parliament. It has been, there was a public hearing all over the country. The decision has been taken. So I don't think we can really go back onto it now. Ours, I think, is just to accept this as it is. Even though I thought maybe on page 13 we talked about training the beneficiaries to be artisans. In the future we can talk about a quota on that one. To say we have got so many who are under the EPWP, out of them at least this quota should go for training so that they get their artisanship as well. I think we can do that in the future, but I don't think we have to change anything.
He was very much an inside article. Okay, now I see you. Now come.
Thank you, Che. Che, I want to read to you the title of the report that we're busy reviewing. It says, report on the high-level panel report, recommendations related to the mandate of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works. So it's the recommendations on the mandate. I'm going to read to you again directly from the report. It says, rather than recommend the constitution be changed, the panel recommends that government should use its expropriation powers more boldly, etc. It's a direct recommendation. If you neglect, if you neglect the inclusion, then your title needs to be changed.
No, I'm not sure how you want to read the same paragraph. You may have been really liking the paragraph, but repeating it the way you are repeating it, I'm not sure what you want to achieve by that.
Chair, I'm making the point. It's a direct recommendation on the
you
mandate of the department. Direct recommendation on the mandate, and we need to report on that. That is what this report is asking us to do.
So I'm saying you said that initially. So you were clear. You were clear.
Good.
So now to want to say it 10 times, I think is not helpful. Because if it is not acceptable to members, because they are making clear points, why that one could not be addressed the way you are suggesting. They are putting it. Not like they are saying, no, it's not in the document. So I think repeating it 5 times, I can't see it. Well, no one is saying, no, it's not in the panel. But Dr. Pitt?
Yeah.
You will come there.
Thank you so much. Chairperson, yeah. My point at this point, my input at this point is that while there seems to be disagreement and I haven't yet given my input, I just would like us to, when we communicate with each other, we have to maintain that respect. And I don't pick that up now. I mean, anybody in this committee is welcome to speak on any issue and to make a point. But I think the way you're speaking to Honourable Vaida, I don't think that's right. So I just would like us just to find if there's a disagreement. At the end of the day, the report is going to be accepted or rejected by the committee. That's the report. So, you know, it seems as though there's a dialogue, and I just would want us to avoid that. That's what I'd like to avoid, point at this time.
Thank you very much, good doctor. We accept that the doctor is only ensure that we dialogue. Okay, good doctor, Dr. Madhava.
Okay, thanks, Honorable Chair. No, Honorable Chair, I don't think there is a problem, you know, because the issue of the amendment of the constitution will be done, but here let us focus on this. Those that will be debating around the issue of the amending the constitution will look also at the recommendations of the high level panel as we have alluded to. But what the colleague is raising, comment right.
Never!
Also on your like CA or talking about the mandate or part of this report when you look at page 21, you talk about the mandate. It says prioritize performance over mandate, but develop public works act by 2019 to clarify mandate functions, roles and so forth. So the issue of the mandate is here, don't have that here. Let us agree on what is presented here and move forward, because what you are saying, I think we are correct, but it's covered here on the report. That's what I wanted to propose, that let us accept and go past, because that's fully raised. is part of the report on page
21, 8.3.3. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go there, you will find the thing. We are recommitted the end will approve this report, and it's true that the way we are debating things, let us debate the issue as they are, because this is a proposal. All of us have got the right to make a proposal and look at it, and then at the end come up with a decision. Chair, I propose that we move forward. That I can represent.
Thank you very much, Dr. Madropa, after Dr. Fink.
Adam. Oh, thank you, Chair. Chair, I agree with the honorable right of Dr. Ryder and the honorable right of Dr. Peek, who has played the best round of golf of his life trying to impress and beat the president, which I think he did. As such, and the president even shook his hand. After that, he asked for Buzbert, the president, yes, can I be your deputy after 2019? But now that I agree with the Honorable Dr. Matlopa.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not disagreeing, but we begin and in a committee,
mm-hmm.
because it's our nature as politicians,
mm-hmm.
that we agree to disagree and we disagree to agree,
mm-hmm.
As politicians. But at the end of the day, Chair, we cannot go through the thing that's not before us.
Mm-hmm.
The expropriation bill was taken away.
Mm-hmm.
No more with us.
Mm-hmm.
No more even with Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
With the department.
Mm-hmm.
And there's public consultations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even been tabled by to the speaker from the executive.
Mm.
So we cannot go and do and look for something that is not there. That's what I meant in the first place. So how do we then as a committee go and look for something, put something that is not there in front of us?
Mm.
So I think I would support Dr. Madlopa that we move forward and we propose and accept this report as it has been seen, because I mean part of the proposals on page 21 is very clear.
Mm.
It's very clear. Moving forward, the department must think, they must rethink the notion of public works.
Mm.
And there must be a new development. I mean even in the new white paper that's gonna come out.
Mm.
Some of us will be here, some of us will be the NCOP,
mm.
some of us will be deputy president, some of us will be mayor, some of us will be ministers maybe. Anything like that, and then we need to take that going forward into cognizance to say that we have, as a committee, we have proposed, and so that the people that comes after us can then look at this to say no, but this committee, let's follow up on the work that they have done. As such, thank you.
Thank you very much, honourable members. I hope you are now happy how you're persuading each other nicely, no dialogue. Can we agree that the members we meet are happy with the report and they are moving for the adoption with the old correction that Mr. Dinson said in the that is how the matter. Can we agree then, honourable members, that is how we are summarizing the matter?
Chairperson, after that, as the democratic lines, we reserve our rights to accept or reject the report.
Thank you very much, but for now, the committee,
unanimously.
Yeah, Chair, I want to put it on record that the African National Congress accepts or proposed for acceptance of the report.
Thank you very much, Dr. Madhava. Thank you very much. I take it that one of members, everybody in the committee, is in the Democratic Alliance. they didn't say they are the best. They say they have the right value. For now, we are together. For now. So that is how we are building it. Because thank you very much. We are now moving to the last item on the agenda, which is touching on our annual report, which is the committee secretary presented last time. There were areas where there were some corrections that were put. So we will then pick up two those. That's the last point, I think. Maybe by our first will be done. Can we then move to the consideration and adoption of the annual report of the portfolio committee and the committee secretary, Nora Jabodana, will be taking us through that to saying most to me to the mic. Honorable Jabodana.
Thank you, Honorable Chen. Yeah, are we going to highlight where there are changes, where there was a diversity, like highlighting?
Yeah. I think the secretary is going to be doing just that. Committee secretary, over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. And as you just alluded to the fact that I will be going directly to where the changes have been made. When this honorable writer refers to the fact that some, well, the points that are made there were not just made in reference to the specific year under review. So I'd like to allay the committee chairs and say that throughout the examiner summary throughout the report, you note that there would be wording like for the year under review or for the year 2018. Moving over to page 15, where there was a number of oversight visits that had to be amended.
Can we request that we are specific on what was removed? Because the other colleagues were not here. So that because these are corrections, we are focusing on the correction. To say that on that one you remove that one, you remove your corrected one. So that because when we approve, we must be sure on what we approve exactly.
Okay.
Right, thank you, Chairperson. What was removed was the point that was inserted by mistake, which was a point that was moved to taken to another year, 2014-15, but it was inserted in this report by mistake because the information was a very summary was also taken from the legacy report. So some issues were reflected in general sense on the especially one point. I'm not so sure what I was talking about, but I was just talking to the 2014-15 period, which should not be part of the report.
Okay.
Chair, thank you. Yeah, it related to the acceptance of the expropriation bill, and there was also the Agrimont SA bill act, I believe. So it was those two that were initially alluded to the fact that they were done in 2018, but it actually predated that, so they were excluded.
Okay. That is that the memory issue comes. Okay, Commissioner Secretary.
Thank you, Chairperson. Moving to page 15, there was a query about the number of.
Sorry, Chair, can you look at page 3?
Page 3?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's a mistake. 2.2. I think needs to be taken out. Yeah, they say the agreement of South Africa did was in 2015 or 2016. It's not 2017.
Yeah, that's supposed to take it out.
Okay.
I'm saying that because we are looking at 2018.
Mm.
We are not looking at 2015. I think that's what Honorable Ryder was saying in the previous. We are talking about 2018 term and then you find 2015. I don't know whether I'm making sense.
You are making sense.
Okay.
Thank you. What I'm noticing is that the report I'm reading from is the one that has that is the final draft. And it may have been a mistake on site to print out the incorrect numbers, which we are taking for responsibility. But on the report that I have, 2.2 reads, the restructuring of the IDP was completed during the year under review, but as it was not completed, the committee expects to undertake this work in the near future. So meaning that point about the Supreme Court case has already been taken out.
So are we holding a wrong report, sir?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
we're holding a wrong report.
Yes, we're holding a wrong report.
Okay. Now you see it for this point 2.2 is not with the report that the Commissioner has written. It is clear then the report we are reading is not the same as the one the committee secretary president. That is worrying me. Because we are having the report. If you didn't say we must come back, we would know that what we are having is not what the Commission is going to say. So we are arranging that now that we know that what we are having is not what the political leader is having. This one sentence, but the thing is the only sentence that is wrong. But if properly what she is reading should be what we are having as well.
Mm-hmm.
So while she is presenting, she is also asking that we get an updated version. So that's what I say. These points have now taken 2.2 out, but we must have the same exactly what she is reading, so that we know that we are together.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you very much, Dr. Madhava, for taking us through that. Dr. Madhava?
Yes, thanks, Honorable Chair. Although maybe it won't be easier now for our officials, maybe we request that. So, when you bring back a corrected version, you write the corrected one with red.
Mm.
Yes, or other color, so that you still reflect what was originally and then what has been corrected. Because it makes it easier when you go to say, oh, this was what now is this, you know. Because this report, as you are saying, especially the legacy report, you must not leave things which is not going to be correct for our colleagues. The fact that you are not on the list, you must not leave. But she is not on the list. Thank you very much, Chair. We accept the apology. It's a human error, we all make mistakes. And it's a lot of work that they have been doing.
Thank you. Honourable Masela.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. I was just going to report that I'll be leaving by the end of the month for another meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Can we move then? Can we move? Come to the
Thanks, Chairperson. For that, but no direction for another meeting. On the table that reflects the number of oversight meetings that
report to the control agents and number two, which is the committee. Even though it was not a formal one of our visits, however, if you visit the committee itself, you should also report to the council for the final decision. That then translates to the reporting.
Okay, I think. Yes, Honorable.
No, we are not ready. We are not on the same page with the secretary. Our page 15 is talking about
page
challenges in making.
I'm going to page 13.
Page 15.
13.
Okay.
In your document, it should be page 13.
On page 13, sir?
Yeah.
No, on page 13, it's 15.
Yes, it's this is the one that says.
Okay.
So the number of oversight visits has been changed to 3.
Oh, okay.
Instead of 2, which was previously.
Okay.
And that is because we had to include for me as a visit at the committee.
Okay.
Then that also translates to the table on my page 18, which should be your page 15. My page 18, which is your page 16, in which we are outlining the oversight visit, which areas we visited, the objectives, the recommendations, follow-up issues, and all of that. Now we have included for you on that one. We've also flagged an issue follow-up for the next committee, which should be the issue of the department having to constantly have engagement with the SAPS to try and resolve the issue of the foreigners. So the recommendation there was submitted to the department, and there has been a discussion for plan department to stakeholders on that issue. And that is, as you know, the visit that was terminated from a query that was raised by the authorities, so it was not an oversight visit that was initiated by the authorities. Then there were no changes further until.
Sorry, Chair, for the interruption of the political process. But for me, it's interesting. For very little interesting. Sorry.
And then, thank you, Honorable. So we then move to my page 56, where we are talking about the heading there is number 10, obligation conferred on committee by legislation. That's where we are. Your document should be 2 pages behind mine. It must be page 50 or 51. 50. Page 50. So as one of the challenges under this is, and this is the follow-up, the committee felt that we should also refer to the fact that the 2017-18 third and fourth quarter financial report should also be included. Because on that, as an issue of the follow-up, we only recorded that 2018 third and second quarter financial performance issue to the committee. So there was a request for an edition of the 2017-18 third and fourth quarter, which has now been added to the report. Then we move over to the petition, which is my page 57, the page that directly follows the one that I've referred to.
Mm-hmm.
853 in our document.
The issue with that petition was that at the time when the report was completed, it was pretty unclear what would have happened in terms of processing the petition. So I've just confirmed with my colleague, fortunately, who's here, who worked from the department, because we realized it was him in the He has just given us information now that that issue, the petition was supposed to be referred to COFTA instead of the committee, because the area is in Ekurhuleni, not the same place. It's in Ekurhuleni, and therefore it falls within COFTA. It is the COFTA security committee that has to process the petition. There are probably a mistake from the organization to refer it to us. That also makes reference to the other petition that has recently been tabled by Honourable Waters, now in January. That is about a road which was unsafe, which was not suitable for this. So what has happened today, the Speaker has referred to that one to both committees, Public Works as well as COFTA. So there was an uncertainty for the Jewish committee. So now both petitions must go to COFTA. So that's a recommendation we will make to our committee. Therefore, that means this, the status of the topic for comments that is today will now change because of the information that we have to say the committee will refer to the right to the speaker and recommend the referral of the petition to
the Maybe one of members can indicate if we want to add. Because that's an important point if we agree. That because we deliberated on this matter. So if we now agree that then we'll be writing a letter to the speaker with the information from the department that indeed that a task should be given to COFTA for the committee. I think that we are in agreement because there's an information from the department. Okay?
So we shall add this also.
Yeah, it's already in the report so we are not gonna be given this so that we have the same in the documentation. Okay?
Thank you, Chair. And then on recommendations, the honorable member felt that recommendations should be put through and put on the page number 16. What we've done was take the recommendations directly from the single summary over to this part.
That is page 56 in our document.
And then number 17 on the committee strategic plan, which was a front issue before the meeting. The report reflects as such. The committee follows a draft strategy plan that is a living document. It is firmly based on the strategy plan based on the material that is generated from construction and maintenance sites, as well as engagement with the department, the property management training entity, as well as the information from the department. But there is other matters of strategic importance that emerge during the year from the budget report, annual performance report, quarterly performance report, financial statements in the annual report of the department, and engagement were also scheduled for engagement with the minister, the department, and the These were reported on comprehensively in the budget review and recommendation report. It must therefore be noted that due to unavailability of the relevant stakeholders, a formal strategic planning session was not held at the beginning of the 5 year. That's how it is.
That's very correct. You're talking about that's how we're doing in this matter. So,
and that concludes my presentation.
Thank you very much. The only shortcoming is that your document doesn't have what she has just now read. But the copies are coming soon. there's any input. This is the last point. Honorable Adam?
Chair, not because he is from, what is that place? Bishop. But because he's kind of also thoroughly, I would propose that we accept this, that we recommend that the proposal that he was going to ask for that. I would accept and see that, because even if you look at the financial statement, with the fact that she hasn't gone through quite good inspection, it's for nothing to make it a state, which is Dr. Cook's main mandate, is in a state. So we have done that. So I would propose accepting Dr. Cook.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Any seconda? Dr. Matropa, seconding. Thank you very much. We are almost in the tail end of our report. The secretary is busy printing the updated report so that we have the right one. So either we can take them to the pigeonhole or we can give you in the house. Which one do you want? I can go to the DA site and give you myself.
Maybe you need
no, me. Rather stay yourself. There's messengers to assist with that.
You don't have to send me there.
Just let me know when you're coming to the pigeonholes and I will protect you there. But I think it will be fine if you put it in the pigeonholes instead of giving us in house.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
said
me to write, I
you're welcome.
You said you want to know yourself.
I will make you tea.
Okay, I think we'll then follow the pigeonhole. But I do know that the ANC members are sitting almost together, 35, so then I will get ours in the house. So, honourable members, thank you very much. There's one announcement that the committee secretary would want to ensure that we know. Committee secretary?
Thank you,
Chairperson.
Just a reminder to the honourable members, there's an email that I sent you regarding a meeting of the committee of public
Thank you, Chair. Chair, just a request, if there is a presentation for that, if that could be emailed out just to that, please. Oh, is it on the same one? Thank you, I missed it.
Yes,
Chair,
I would pass my
I also want to put my apology as the national elections coordinator wants to meet with us tomorrow. So I'm part of the elections team that must unseat the DA in the West of
Europe. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That is it for those that. Okay, this meeting is up at 9 tomorrow, M43 in Mars. So we will really benefit if we can go there.
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Okay. I'll miss you. Thank you very much, honourable members. I think we are on the beat, so this meeting has come to an end.
We congratulate you,
Chair. Because you have really broken the South African record for holding meetings in
Ready. Now. And where did you hear this about me winning the competition? Where did you get the information from?
I'm fine.
I don't have anything. Philip?
Ibo?
Are you otherwise you good?
Yeah. I had an hour long interview on Friday with a radio station called Radio Today.
Oh.
Ordered it, an expropriation.
I had about a 20 minute interview on radio something on the format.
apparently there's a network problem here in this venue, my emails are not moving. That's why I've been calling one to say it is okay, we can go print it at the office because now the meeting is done. But my member still wants the document in there, which is coming.
Why?
Hello, Nana, my mail, that's why, that's the reason why I was calling you. Nana.
Yeah.